Hi, I'm Mrs. Fodi, and I'm the principal at Ryerson Elementary School. And today, I would like to share Chapter 11 of Sydney and Taylor Explore the Whole Wide World by Jacqueline Davies. Stop! If Sydney had known how to speak the words of humans, he would have shouted that word as loudly as he could. But all he could do was stamp his feet and hiss in the middle of the road. The truck kept coming. Faster and faster. Sydney stood by his friend. Stop, shouted Miss Nancy. She stepped into the middle of the road. She waved a bunch of flowers at the truck driver. The truck slowed down. Are you in trouble? Called the truck driver. No, said Miss Nancy, but you are driving very fast on the small road, and there are animals that cross here often. Miss Nancy kept talking to the driver. Taylor and Sydney couldn't understand her human words. Taylor, hissed Sydney, get up. Taylor uncurled himself. I did it again. Follow me, said Sydney. Taylor and Sydney scrambled into the back of Miss Nancy's car. A moment later, Miss Nancy got into the car. She put the flowers on the front seat. Wow, she said, that is some skunk smell. She closed the door and drove home. At her house, she left the car door open while she took the flowers inside. Sydney and Taylor scampered to their burrow. Miss Nancy came outside and closed the door. I wonder what happened to my tuna fish sandwich, said Miss Nancy. She smiled and looked toward the potting shed.